And welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling. It's not a bad morning here in Takapuna on Wednesday. The sun is shining, but not quite as warm as it is over in Ireland at the moment. In fact, the west of Ireland is getting the really good weather this week. Temperatures for the next week or 10 days look like they'll be in the low 20s. So a great time to be in Ireland. I know a few friends that are over there at the moment on holiday in the west of Ireland. So hopefully they're enjoying the fine weather. You're listening to Ireland Calling on a Wednesday night in Auckland, Saturday night Christchurch, Sunday in Wellington and Kapiti Coast, and any other night of the week on planetaudio.org.nz. And each week the programme is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. So wherever you're listening tonight, I hope you can stay with us for the next hour. We'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland, including results from the latest census which came out today, sports news, good news for Munster. And here we are, the domestic competition finishes, and Andy Farrell and his co-selectors announce a squad of 42 players today that will be preparing for the World Cup in France, which kicks off in September. So we've got all the sports news, all the results of the hurling and football matches at the weekend, and of course, on top of that, we've got plenty of good music and a few requests to play. So we'll start off tonight with U2 and One Tree Hill. We'll be right back. Yes, One Tree Hill. Well, of course, anybody in Auckland that has been up to where One Tree Hill is, they'll know that there's no big tree there at the moment. But of course, that song written by U2 in memory of their roadie, Greg Carroll, who died in Ireland in a motorbike accident in 1986. Speaking of motorbikes, Bono joined in to farewell Ryan Tubridy last Friday night on the Late Late Show. And of course, they gave Gay Byrne, when he retired, Harley Davidson, and didn't quite match that for Ryan the other night, but they gave him a Vespa little scooter. And emotional send off for Tubridy after 14 years presenting the Late Late Show. And you know, you two were among a number of other guests that joined in. And I'll dedicate that song to my nephew Owen Rowe and six of his friends. They're travelling around New Zealand at the moment on the old Juicy camper vans, all teachers, currently reside in Australia but over here for 2 weeks. So Mark, Michal, Connor and Mossy and the two other lads, I hope you're enjoying yourselves as you head around New Zealand. Well, hopefully, boys, you were all at home when the census night took place in Ireland last year, and on that particular night there was 5,149,139 people in Ireland that year. That's an increase population of 8% from the April 2016 figures. And the census population summary results also show that the average age of the population increased from 37.4 years in 2016 to 38.8 in 22, and that was compared to 36.1 in 2011. And the number of people with dual Irish citizenship was 170,500, which represents an increase of 63%. There was a drop from 87 to 83% in the proportion of people who reported their health was good or very good. And the other interesting fact was the drop, the proportion of the population who identified as Roman Catholic as their religion fell from 79% in 2016 to 69% in 22. And more than 700,000 people indicated that they undertook voluntary work. And of those, nearly 300,000 people volunteered in the sporting organisation. And 80% of households had a broadband internet connection, up from 70% in 2016. So they were the key results of the census. All counties showed population growth from 5% in Donegal, Kilkenny and Tipperary in each of those counties, and 14% in Longford. And the East showed strong growth with Meath 13%, followed by Fingal 12% and Kildare 11%. Finally, the highest increase in population was seen in the over 70s at 26%, while there was a 4% fall in the numbers of people aged 25 to 29. So there you go, the latest census result. We'll have to wait a while before we get our results from our census that took place here in March. And I know they're still trying to get people to sign up. Right, we're going to play The Stunning now and Brewing Up a Storm. And this was a song that was a big hit back in Ireland in the 90s, I'd say. And, of course, we're playing this as a special request for Tracy Ryan from Wexford. I met Tracy, the North Shore Rugby Club, last Saturday. And she's been here quite a few years. And she's married to Stuart Harrington, who's from Invercargill. And they met in 2001. In Ireland, and you play the All Blacks at Lansdowne Road. That was the debut of former All Black captain Richie McCaw. And of course, John Mitchell was manager of the team that night. So the rugby connection is still continuing with Stuart and Tracy's two daughters, Niamh, 15, and Saoirse, 11, playing rugby for their school and North Shore. So Brewing Up a Storm will bring back memories of Tracy, of the great times that she had in Galway at UCG. And of course, she comes from sporting royalty family in Wexford, because her brother Dara, he played for Wexford. So he would have been happy, along with all the other Wexford fans, with a great victory over Kilkenny, which guarantees them playing Liam McCarthy Cup hurling next year. So for Tracy, Stuart, Niamh and Saoirse, The Stunning and Brewing Up a Storm.
Okay. I don't need a platter, I'll take it.
Yes, well, I can see why that band was popular in Galway. They were formed in 87 and they went on, had a few big hits, including that one, Brewing Up a Storm. But they went their separate ways, 1994. And that song going out to Tracy Ryan and her husband Stuart Harrington and their daughters Niamh and Saoirse, listening tonight to Ireland Calling, which you're listening to, and the programme is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. So wherever you're listening, hope you're enjoying the programme. We'll just look at some of the other headlines from the Irish Independent today. Charlie Byrd shares a health update. He was on the Late Late Show the other night, and he's saying he wants to apologise to people who have helped and supported him. He's suffering from a motor neuron disease, very, very severe disease. Rory Connor in The Independent talks about Andy Farrell sticks with the tried and tested as Munster heroes lose out. Yeah, Munster went to South Africa, played the Stormers and scored a try with about 2 minutes to go to win 19-14. But had they taken all their chances in the first half, it would have been an easier win. But they got a great reception there when they were leaving the airport to come back, and about 12,000 people turned up to greet them on Monday night at Thomond Park. So a long wait, 12 years since they last won silverware. And of course Munster, you know, they set a benchmark with the their province winning a couple of Heineken Cups before Leinster dominated, but no silverware for Leinster this year, having been beaten by Munster in the semi-final of the United Champions League, and then a week later by La Rochelle, coached by Ono Nogara. And now the focus turns to the World Cup, and in 3 weeks' time they'll start the first of their camps to prepare for that. But more about that and who made the team and who didn't make the team later on the programme tonight. But certainly a lot of sport on in Ireland at the moment on the Gaelic Games front. OK, Larry Cunningham, and taking you back to Slaney Valley.
I can hear your sweet voice say,
Yes, the late Larry Cunningham there from Granard and County, Longford, with one of his big hits there, Slaney Valley. Welcome along if you've just tuned in to Ireland Calling, broadcasting here on a Wednesday in Auckland, Christchurch Saturday, Wellington and Cafferty Coast on Sunday. Well, last night I was going to bed, I listened to a bit of Irish radio and I was listening to an interview with the mother of a young girl, Leah Ford, who's from Cork. She's 10 and she hasn't been able to go to school for over 125 days because there wasn't a nurse to look after. She goes to a school with children for special needs. And, you know, you think you might be having a bad day till you hear what the family of Leah have to do every day. She has to be fed through a tube. And, you know, the country is talking about the 65 billion excess revenues they'll have over the next 2 years, but they really need to you know, consider helping out families like this. But as a result of her appearance on the Claire Byrne show this morning, the government or somebody has now been told a nurse would be provided for Leah so that she can return to school after 125 days. And of course the schools will be closing in a month's time for the summer holidays. And so it was a pretty terrible discussion this morning, you know, to hear about what this family have to go through. And you know, how Leah just really enjoyed school and getting out and meeting other people. There's a lovely picture of here of her with her mother on the Irish Examiner website. And at least I knew after listening to that this morning, if there wasn't something done, there'd be uproar. So, but why did it have to take that she and the principal of the special needs school had to go on radio to plead for support for their beautiful young girl. Right, what else has been happening? Sadly, there's been a few terrible deaths in Ireland. I just see here a young model and midwife from Limerick in her early 30s died unexpectedly, and a young mother was found in Kilglass in County Roscommon on Saturday morning. And no mysterious circumstances, but just died suddenly. So many tributes paid to them, along with a contractor up in Donegal, Dunfanaghy, who was working on a building site or doing some renovation around a house and may have been using some kind of explosive to smash up rock, but he was killed on Monday evening. So there's tragedies everywhere. And then the other big news is the inquiry that's taking place at the moment into an upgrade on the A5 motorway, which, you know, if you're driving from Dublin to Derry, you'd go through this. It's obviously through parts of Northern Ireland, but in 11 years since there was, you know, the government's announced that there would be a joint initiative to, you know, rearrange this 86 kilometre piece of road, 47 people have died, and there's been, the whole planning has been held up by you know, local interests, business people, farmers who don't want to give away land. But it looks like everything is coming to a head now, and that the governments of both the north and the south will work together to start the work on this road that goes through part of County Tyrone. And I'd like to dedicate this next song from a Tyrone woman, Donna Taggart, called Song for Ireland, to a great Tyrone man who died at the weekend, James Pascal Flanagan. From Oma in County Tyrone. James was a teacher, a principal at Rosmini College for over 25 years, and his funeral takes place on Thursday the 1st of June at St Francis Catholic Church in Torbay. And I remember Jim ringing me up when I was broadcasting the All-Ireland football final when Tyrone won their first title at about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. The tears was rolling down. He just couldn't believe it. His beloved Tyrone had actually won an All-Ireland final. And Jim was predeceased by his son Joseph. Joseph was only 49 when he died a few years ago from cancer, and he survived by his wife Kathleen and daughter Anne, and sons Stephen and daughter Claire, Jim, Kathleen and Margaret. So rest in peace, Jim. I know Jim was a regular listener to Ireland Calling, so we'll go with a song for Ireland. I know you never lost that love for Ireland. And this is from Donna Taggart, a County Tyrone singer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, very appropriate. Donna Taggart from Oma and County Tyrone playing a song for Ireland in memory of Jim Flanagan, who grew up in Oma and County Tyrone, has lived in New Zealand for a long time. And as I mentioned, he was deputy principal at Rosmini College here in Takapuna for over 25 years. And of course, his right hand man there for many years, Tom Gerard. Tom passed away about three years ago. And they were the backbone, or two of the many key people at the school, running the show there for many years. So rest in peace, Jim, and condolences to all your family as they get ready to farewell you tomorrow, Thursday, here in Auckland. Right, what else? We'll have a look at the Irish Times here and see what stories they're running with today. Census 22, number of Catholics in the state falls from 79 to 69%. That's the big headline there.
What else? Two teenagers clinging to boy rescued off the coast of Malahide. That's good news. Women politicians to meet with minister after he warned of practical implications of maternity leave. Sadly, a cyclist killed in Dublin was top-level road racer and a Microsoft manager. Ireland unlikely to supply more equipment to Ukraine through European defence projects. And what other stories, of course. Andy Farrell stays loyal to those who have brought Ireland this far with his 42-man squad that he named today. And what other stories are happening? That Philip Schofield, who made his TV career, started down here in New Zealand. He's getting acres and acres of press and all the tabloid papers in the UK and Ireland. And I'm just looking here, what else is the fine weather is good, everybody's very, very happy. And the Gaelic grounds is a logical objection for the Munster hurling final, says the Clare chairman. So the final between Clare and Limerick, and we'll give you all the results of the matches played last week after this next piece of music here. And up next we'll go with Silver Threads Among the Gold, Davey Arthur.
And this song, we haven't sang this song since we recorded it, and we're asked to do it tonight, and we'd like to do it especially for our mother Nora, and this song is especially for her. And the song is called Silver Threads Among the Gold. And we worked out a little arrangement here with the orchestra and ourselves, and have listened to this song. I think it's one of the most beautiful songs that was ever written.
Your hands and Yes, my darling, by the law.
Yes, the Fury Brothers there, and Davy Arthur, and Silver Threads amongst the gold. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Right, we'll head to GAA fixtures, lots of games on last weekend, and of course you can watch all the games at your leisure, live or recorded on gaago.ie. So there was a couple of big names that have missed out on advancing to the Hurling Championship in Munster. Cork were beaten by 1 point by Limerick, so they exit stage left now, and they will regroup. Great game played in front of a packed house. Cork and Limerick, they played at the Gaelic grounds in Limerick. I think it's about 41,000 there. Anyway, we'll come to that score in a minute, but you had the All-Ireland Championship Round 1 games that continued at the weekend. Louth 117, lost to Cork 119. Armagh just beat Westmeath 113 to 112. Derry and Monaghan played out a draw. And then in the Joe McDonagh Cup, Carlow, this was a very exciting game. Carlow beat Offaly by 1 point, 229 to 131. So Carlow go up to the Liam McCarthy competition next year. Sunday, Dublin at home in Croke Park. Very poor game by all accounts, but Dublin and Roscommon had their chances to win this game, but Dublin 111, Roscommon 14 points, so at least Roscommon get off the mark. And then in the Hurling Championship, there was a lot of interest here in this Kilkenny-Wexford game. If Kilkenny won, Wexford would have been playing Joe McDonagh Cup next year if Antrim beat Westmeath, which they did. So Wexford 4-23, Kilkenny 5-18, a great game that was played at Wexford Park. And if Wexford had played like that in the earlier rounds, they wouldn't be fighting for survival. Dublin and Galway. Dublin were 10 points ahead at one stage, and Galway clawed their way back. They had a very poor first half and will need to improve a lot. So that game, 2-22 to 1-25. Galway go on now and play Kilkenny in the Leinster final, and Dublin will be in the knockout stages, and Westmeath and Antrim and Wexford are all gone. Big games. Tipperary were beaten by Waterford again. Davy Fitzgerald was very pleased with the way his team performed, but disappointed that the season ended the way it did, with a couple of losses, narrow loss earlier to Limerick, and then well beaten by Tipperary and Cork. So Tipperary 21 points, Waterford 124, and Limerick 325, Cork 130. So the end result is Limerick play Clare in the Munster final, and Tipperary come in the playoff stages. So that's the results there. And finally, coming up this weekend, some of the games coming up, you've got Cork against Kerry. These are all in football: Kildare, Dublin, Westmeath, Galway, Tyrone, Armagh, Derry and Meath, and that's in the Christy Ring Cup final. And what other games? Tailteann Cup, you've got Meath, Down, Tipperary, Waterford, Cavan, Offaly, Laois, London. And then Mayo, Louth. Mayo looked good against Kerry 2 weeks ago. Monaghan, Clare, Roscommon, Sligo and Donegal, Derry. So there, the fixtures coming up, and you can watch all the games on gaago.ie. A song that was on the charts in Ireland, I think, for about certainly over a year. Gloria and One Day at a Time.
I'm only human.
Yes, One Day at a Time, Gloria there, and a song that was in the Irish charts for quite a while back in the 80s. Right, we'll continue on and see what else has happened. As I said, fantastic weather in Ireland this week. Some good pictures coming out of the west of Ireland of people saving turf at the moment, and a great time for crops, hay and silage to be cut. And hopefully the weather will last. Of course, last year Ireland got a fantastic summer, the month of August, really. I don't think there was any rain, so it makes all the difference to have fine weather when you're on holidays. Yeah, it was a big fire on Sunday out in Blanchestown and a block of apartments, but thankfully it was brought under control pretty quickly. But still, there was quite a number, at least 10 or 12 apartments badly damaged, and the families from those apartments have had to move out. Of course, we had that terrible fire here in Wellington 2 weeks ago yesterday, and investigations still continuing into that, which a loss of five people, very, very sad. What else is happening in Ireland? Well, you know, I've gone through all the concerts are starting, the Late Late Show's finished for the year, and all the people start looking through now to the new man that's taken over, Patrick Keilty. He's going to have to fly back to London every Saturday morning after presenting the Late Late Show to continue presenting a programme that he does on the BBC. But by and large, everybody seems to be very happy that he's moving there. Katrina Perry, who was one of the core news anchors on RTE, she announced a few weeks ago that she's leaving Ireland on a one-way ticket. She's off to anchor the BBC's Washington Bureau. Of course, she worked in Washington, or she was the Ireland RTE's USA US correspondent for 3 years, and I think she was interested in going back for a second stint, but RTE always send a new person. It's a lucrative job to have, and but she's obviously been approached by BBC, and she's leaving to set off there, as she says, on a one-way ticket. So I'm sure she'll do very well. She's a very good newsreader. Right, belt on. And we'll have a couple of lads from Mayo travelling around the country in juicy vans, so we'll go for the green and red of Mayo.
Oh, the green and red of Mayo, I can see it still. It's soft and craggy boglands, it's tall majestic hills, where the ocean kisses Ireland, the waves caress its shore. Oh, the feeling it came over me, stay forevermore, forevermore. From its rolling coastal waters I can see Kilpatrick's Peak, where one Sunday every summer the pilgrims climb the peak, where St.
Yeah, the lads from Tune, the Saw Doctors and the Green and Red of Mayo. And of course, Saw Doctors are touring Ireland over the summer. They're playing two gigs in their hometown in Tune. And I think they're doing a few other gigs as well. And they're travelling, touring, doing a few dates in the US as well. And the Green and Red of Mayo, well, is this Mayo's year? 1951 is a long time, but certainly they didn't get a great start in the Connacht Championship, but came back with a good win 2 weeks ago against they played Kerry down in Kerry. And of course, one of their star players who left Mayo last year to go to Australia made his debut last week in the AFL, Oisin Mullen. And he's obviously you know, great star, and was a great player for Mayo, but got the opportunity to play football down with the AFL. He's not the first Irishman to go down. Of course, we remember the late Jim Steins and Sean White played with Melbourne in the 80s. And then we had Ty Kennelly, who won a championship with the Sydney Swans, certainly won one, if not two. And there's about a half a dozen other Irish guys playing currently in the AFL, and there's at least half a dozen Irish girls playing in the women's AFL competition. So an opportunity to travel and obviously make some money while you know, playing a sport that you love. Right, well, as I said, Andy Farrell named his squad today of 42. People thought he might name 45, and I've no doubt squad might change in the lead up to the World Cup. They've got matches, warm up matches against Italy, England and Samoa in August. And you know, big fall from grace for poor old Joey Carberry. Joey, you know, made his debut in 2016, came on, played a half an hour, that great win over the All Blacks in Chicago. Sadly, in 2019, before the last World Cup, suffered a bad injury, and he's never really been right since. And certainly wasn't in the Munster squad that won in Durban at the weekend, and now not even in the 42-man squad that was named. Hopefully he'll bounce back next year with Munster and re-establish himself. So I suppose the only shock was uncapped Calvin Nash. He came in today. He's one of the four uncapped players, the Munster wing. He helped the team to their URC title at the weekend, and he joins utility backs Kieran Fawley, Jamie Osborne and Ulster hooker Tom Stewart. And he was involved in the Six Nations panel at various stages. There was a few other Munster players that played well over the last few weeks, but they haven't quite made it into the squad. But who knows what will happen between now and the start of the World Cup in September. We have time for Planxty and True Love. Love Knows No Season.
To the old church.
church that lies on the outskirts, thinking he'd hide in the old steeple there. But a rifle ball came flying face down, he lay dying there in the dust of the road where he lay. Sarah ran to him, she was cursing the lawman. Poor girl knew no reason except that he'd been killed.
That's it for another week. Ireland Calling coming to a conclusion there with Christy Moore and Plants Day and True Love Knows No Season. Thanks again to the Hugh Green Group for their continued support, and thank you the listeners for tuning in. I'll say good night, goodbye and God bless, and I'll be back here next week with another edition of Ireland Calling. Bye now. See you.